From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Huge bomb blasts rock northern China. At least 44 people were killed and hundreds more injured by a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin late Wednesday. At least 400 people were injured. Pictures and videos show gigantic plumes of fire and a mushroom cloud that dwarfed nearby high-rise buildings, sending a massive shockwave that rattled residents several kilometers from the blast site. There are no indications about what caused the explosion. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad, killing at least 33 people and wounding dozens more. The truck bomb was detonated just after dawn in a crowded market in Sadr City. There's been no claim of responsibility. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon took action in response to sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. He asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy there, a longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer.
I want victims to know that we will strive to uphold our institutional responsibility to safeguard their security and dignity.
Mr. Ban said UN leaders must report allegations immediately, investigate thoroughly, and act decisively. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without resolution. Libya is split between two governments, supported by armed troops fighting each other. The internationally recognized government is based in the eastern city of Tobruk, while an Islamist-backed government rules from the capital of Tripoli. This is VOA News.